Growers worldwide adhere to the Tokelau Tea Research Institute's good agricultural practices and good manufacturing practice standards. The standards date to the early 1900s with frequent updates. The latest revisions align closely with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. New standards are necessary to help growers and manufacturers improve soil, protect natural ecosystems, encourage diversity, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and establish a more climate-resilient tea industry. Jyoti Phukan has managed the Research Institute for the past 16 years. Prior to that, he was Assistant Secretary of the Indian Tea Association and managed the Guwahati Tea Auction Center. He holds a master's degree in marketing from Tasmac School of Business. What a great pleasure it is to see you again. And I thank you, Jyoti, for joining me on the Tea Biz podcast. I know that our conversation will be productive because your work at TRA is extraordinary and it's long lived.
Thank you very much, Dan. We have collated all our agricultural advices which we have given to the industry, both in terms of field and factory, and termed it as the Tokelau Good Agriculture GAP and GMP. And these are based on hardcore research, actually, because it's a two-way traffic. We learn from the practical problems which are being faced by the industry in the field. Our scientists work on that, and then we give the solution. And these are followed and which were documented in the TRA field management book, the TRA planters handbook, and the various publications which were there. Since those were quite bulky and this thing, so we thought that like we should summarize and bring it into a few chapters so that that becomes the Bible for the industry, actually. We have got it into 7 chapters. And in this, we have aligned with the UN sustainable goals, actually, for goal number 2, goal number 13, and goal number 15. So this primarily takes care of the sustainability issues for the tea industry. Overall, this is a dynamic document. Like we, as and when we go ahead, like we'll add on things, we'll delete things, and we do it through a consultative process with the industry. So there is a committee within our organization which will review from the standards from time to time to take it forward.
How do these standards differ from third-party certification by organizations such as the Rainforest Alliance, which introduced a new sustainable ag standard in June 2020?
The main difference between our standards and the other certification body standards is that, like, these are research-backed standards which we have set in, actually. So these are, like, we have got scientific evidence of this working. So in the field, if you see, the sustainability word has been a buzzword now for the last 10 years or maybe 20 years. But if you see Tokelau as a whole with its practices and advisors, I think we have been truly giving sustainable advisors to the industry, which has stood the industry for the last 100 years now. It's like they are trying to bring in a lot of things which are not scientifically backed, or it might be scientifically backed, but that is not tea-focused. So what we have done is that, you see, these are all practices or advices which are already tried out and tested, and which we are trying to make it into a standard so that, like, the industry sustains itself in the long run. Because there's been a lot of changes happening with the small growers coming in. So we are trying to, this is basically for the organized sector. Gradually, we are going into the small grower sector so that there is one standard for the industry.
When farms and factories adhere to these standards, is there recognition for their effort? Do they receive a certificate attesting to the fact that they are meeting basic requirements?
Most of our advisory officers, which are spread out all across Northeast India, so they visit every member garden of TRA twice in a year. So it is their duty to go and see each and every aspect of these standards. And once they fulfill, they'll be certified on an annual basis. And there's no cost to it. Like for the TRA members, there's no cost to it. And by the way, the TRA membership comprises of almost 90% of the organized sector in North India that is nine states in North and Northeast India, actually. So that's quite a large amount. Out of about 1,400 estates, about 1,300 estates, organized sector, are members of TRA. So it's quite a large number.
After these inspections, will growers and manufacturers receive a report indicating what they've achieved and what improvements to focus on based on the biannual visits?
Yes. So they'll be recognized for their good work, so which will be a good encouragement for the for our members to take this thing forward, actually. Most of our members, who are old members, are implementing this. Once they are found to be implemented, and some people who are, like, few companies may go beyond, actually. It's like, what, with these standards, this is the base standards, which we are trying to make it better and better each year, actually. There's been a lot of challenges which the industry is facing. I believe the following the standards would surely ensure sustainability and address the newer problems which are coming in. And it's a dynamic document which is being reviewed by our body from time to time to take things forward in the right way.
Standards alone do not ensure that the tea will taste better. It may be sustainable and certainly might have minimum impact on the environment. But will you discuss the importance of improving the quality of the pluck and the fundamentals of manufacturing tea?
I think that's a very good question, because what is happening that we have half a dozen standards or half a dozen certifying companies which are there. And they have been there for the last maybe 10, 20 years or more. But the quality per se has not improved. First of all, we have laid out these standards. Parallelly, we have tried to give training work through workshops, through on-site seminar, basically through going to the field, organizing seminars, organizing workshops on quality plucking, more so for the small growers. In last 3 years, we had a project from the government of Assam wherein we had done more than 300 workshops on field. What is happening now is that, like, say, for instance, orthodox tea, the art of making orthodox tea is gradually it's like vanishing. Like, our idea is that it's to expand and handhold and train them to make, if some new garden wants to shift from CTC to orthodox, so we are trying to go and train them in making good orthodox teas. So that, for that, we have a different vertical called the Tea Manufacturing Advisory Services of TRA. So wherein our biochemist, the tea taster, and the tea engineer, all this team of three goes, handholds them, and then trains them into making value-added teas. So these are things which we are trying to do. So apart from the standards, we are training growers, our tea garden managers, our tea garden field supervisors, and their personnel to manufacture things in a much more qualitative way.